The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's the first step in a long journey that is the 82-game National Hockey League season. Our first little foray into this, Drew, after a rather interesting preseason and lots of excitement surrounding this hockey team as we get started tonight with the Sharks facing off against Vegas.
Well, it should be excitement with the San Jose Sharks. Arguably have the best young core in the National Hockey League. When you go, starting with Macklin Celebrini and, of course, Will Smith, and now Michael Meeson, Sam Dickinson, and Colin Graf, Shakir Mukhamudulin, Yaroslav Askarov, you continue to look at these guys and go, well, Mike Greer is setting this team up for success. Also, they brought in a ton of veterans. Klingberg, Letty, Gaudette. You've still got Tyler Toffoli. You've got Barkley Goodrow. You've got Mario Ferraro. You've got a nice mixture here. I like bringing in Alex Nedeljkovic as well. So I think Mike set this team up to be much better this year. And now you get to go for real and, you know, you've gone through this 35 times now, and I love game one. I love game one, and I love what we're doing right now, which is sitting in the Sharks' ice. Nobody on the ice. It's quiet, but it gives you that chance to reflect on just how much fun this is.
Won't be long before they're out here getting set to give it their all tonight against Vegas. And for me, it's the smell of the rink. It's the sound of the skates shaving up ice, and it's the sound of pucks hitting sticks. There's just something magical about it every single season when you hear it for the first time and when it counts for real. We've seen a lot of good things in this preseason. We've seen some things the team has to work on. But what we've seen also is a team that now already knows how to work the way that their coaching staff wants them to work, which is usually what happens in the second year of a team.
Yeah, that's a good point. That there's no mysteries between the players and coaches anymore. There is certainly a sense of trying to get the guys to understand that there's a difference between working hard and competing. And that I think the coaches and the players are getting to that understanding. Other thing that I look at with this team is there's not a naivete that I think some of the guys that the team had last year were like, what are we going to be like? Oh, geez, I don't know. You know, we got this guy and these guys came in new and those guys came in new. You got some guys who are here now for a couple years. You got some guys who, as you said, understand what the coaches want and how to get to that point that they need to get to in order to be successful. And also you've got guys that are confident that they look across the room and go, okay, we did some close things last year. We were close last year, but we're better this year. Far as talent goes, we can do better. And so I think there's a nice little confidential swagger that you have to have.
I guess it is kind of a swagger. Yeah. One thing it is also is it's the sound of experience. Macklin Celebrini has no, you know, illusions about what the National Hockey League is going to be like. He's going to be able to, you know, actually help lead the team. And that's another topic that came up the last couple of days, that Macklin was one of five players that the coaching staff made alternate captains. There is nobody wearing a C. And can we please dispel any thought about how this is insulting to anybody or about how it's terrible for the team or anything like that? You know what I'm thinking about? And I'm going to talk to head coach Ryan Warsofsky about this, Drew, is they have this phrase that they have on some of their T-shirts, and it says, earn it. And you know what? In order to have a guy that wears that C, you don't just hand it to him. You just don't hand the starting goaltending position to one guy just because he has promise. I'm talking about Askarov. Yeah. You have to earn it. And so isn't this the process, and I'm going to talk to him about it, of earning captaincy?
That's a good point. I never thought of it that way. there's two things to look at here. Number one is, does that C on a guy's jersey make a difference? And through all the years, I think the C only matters if your team is lacking the surrounding cast of leadership. This team's not lacking a surrounding cast of leadership. They've got Barkley Goodrow, Tyler Toffoli, who are Stanley Cup champions. You got Mario Ferraro and Alec Lundberg, who are NHL pros, like pros, man. And you got Macklin Celebrini, who is, let's face it, he will be the next captain of the San Jose Sharks.
I don't think there's any doubt of it.
Yeah, not yet, though. But you've got leadership. And just because I mentioned those guys doesn't mean you don't have leadership from other players as well. So if you are lacking in a leadership core, if you are lacking in group dynamic of leadership, then yes, captaincy, the C on the chest matters.
So go back to when Rob Blake was named the captain of the team.
Yep.
That's what that group needed at the time. And there's a guy coming in with Hall of Fame credentials and was ready to just step right in.
Yeah, Rob frickin' Blake. Absolutely. That's a great comparison, Danny. Absolutely right. So when you need the guy, you put the C on him because, as you said, he's earned it. Rob Blake had earned it in his with his resume and his career. Not that the guys here have not earned a C the way that they play and the way they approach the game and the way they are with their teammates. But at this point, you don't need to put a C on anybody because the leadership and the group dynamic says those guys are all leaders. And that's not a bad thing. You've got a plethora of guys who will help show you the way.
I went back and looked, and Sidney Crosby was named captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins when he was only 19 years of age, the exact same age that Macklin is right now. Mm-hmm. In a way, he kind of got thrown to the wolves in Pittsburgh to a certain degree. I actually like the way the Sharks are doing it better.
But he had Mario there, and they
had, you know, Jager, Mario, that whole history.
Landeskog was youngest captain in the league for a while, but he was 22 when he got, or 21, 22.
I don't remember.
Yeah, either do I.
Yzerman was pretty young, too.
Yeah, McDavid got it early. But look at the struggles those guys went through in order when those happened, you know, when they were the C's and the A's, or when they were the C's at a very young age. But again, you don't need to throw that C on Macklin right now. It's not like that change is going to change his game. It's not like that the C on Tyler is going to change his game. The guy's been around the league forever. He knows exactly what he has to do. The C isn't going to change, the actual C on the chest isn't going to change anybody else's game or their game. But what happens is we have to have somebody who's going to go talk to the ref. You have somebody who's going to actually have to lead the way sometimes here and there and have those conversations with people that they need to have conversations with in the room. But that can happen whether you've got an A on your jersey or a C on your jersey or nothing on your jersey besides your name.
Going to be interesting tonight as far as the lineup is concerned. Obviously, the Sharks have some pressure on them, if any, to get some points in the month of October.
Yeah.
They got to get started much better. They're coming into 100%. This technically with an 0-8-3 streak going at the end of last season. And they won their first game on October 28th or 29th in Utah last year. So they've got to get started better. And they're facing a team that's going to be a little motivated. They lost to the Kings last night in a shootout. What a great game that was.
Unreal. Back and forth. Unreal game how good it was.
Well, and the way it turned out, of course, you know, 3 goals for Dorofeev, so he's a good goal scorer, as we know. And on the other side of the ice, you know, the fact that Quentin Byfield came up and at a big moment made a big play. And Brant Clark, too.
Yeah. But, well, again, there's some young guys that they're really counting on. We both like Quentin Byfield. He is such a player. That first goal he got was incredible.
Dynamic.
Really good in how he uses speed away from bucket. What do we say? Checking. Checking creates offensive chances.
Well, here's the update as far as the goaltending goes. It will be Alex Nedeljkovic in nets for the Sharks in this game number one. By the look of practice yesterday, there was some thought that maybe Askarov would get the start. But after this morning's practice, there's no doubt that it will definitely be Alex Nedeljkovic in goal. And Michael Misa and Sam Dickinson will not be making their NHL debuts tonight, but it won't be too long, Drew, before they do.
I'm with you. I think we will see Misa and Dickinson slow walked into the National Hockey League, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think 100% with my heart, Mike Greer and Ryan Warsawski, they know how to bring guys into the league. They're doing a good job that way.
Absolutely true. And we want to make sure that you tune in to the Sharks Audio Network for all of the exciting action. We're on the air at 6:30 with our Sharks warm-up pregame show. And remember, this game is nationally televised, so you got to sync up the Sharks feed with the national television feed so you get a local broadcast. Easy to do with your DVR. See you on the air at 6:30. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.